Aunt Marge was Uncle Vernon's sister. Even though she was not a blood relative of Harry's, whose mother had been Aunt Petunia's sister, he had been forced to call her Aunt all his life. Aunt Marge lived in the country, in a house with a large garden where she bred bulldogs. She didn't often stay at Privet Drive because she couldn't bear to leave her precious dogs, but each of her visits stood out horribly vividly in Harry's mind. At Dudley's 5th birthday party, Aunt Marge had whacked Harry around the shins with her walking stick to stop him from beating Dudley at musical statues. A few years later, she had turned up at Christmas with a computerized robot for Dudley and a box of dog biscuits for Harry. On her last visit, the year before Harry started at Hogwarts, Harry had accidentally trodden on the tail of her favorite dog. Ripper had chased Harry out into the garden and up a tree, and Aunt Marge had refused to call him off until past midnight. The memory of this incident still brought tears of laughter to Dudley's eyes.
"Marge will be here for a week," Uncle Vernon snarled. "And while we're on the subject," he pointed a fat finger threateningly at Harry, "we need to get a few things straight before I go and collect her."
Dudley smirked and withdrew his gaze from the television. Watching Harry being bullied by Uncle Vernon was Dudley's favourite form of entertainment.
"Firstly," growled Uncle Vernon, "you'll keep a civil tongue in your head when you're talking to Marge."
"All right," said Harry bitterly, "if she does, when she's talking to me."
"Secondly," said Uncle Vernon, acting as though he'd not heard Harry's reply, "as Marge doesn't know anything about your abnormality, I don't want any funny stuff while she's here. You behave yourself, got me?"
"I will, if she does," said Harry through gritted teeth.
"And thirdly,"
said Uncle Vernon, his mean little eyes now slits in his great purple face,
"we've told Marge you attend St. Brutus's Secure Centre for Incurably Criminal Boys."
"What?" Harry yelled.
"And you'll be sticking to that story, boy, or there'll be trouble," spat Uncle Vernon.
Harry sat there, white-faced and furious, staring at Uncle Vernon, hardly able to believe it. Aunt Marge coming for a week-long visit? It was the worst birthday present the Dursleys had ever given him, including that pair of Uncle Vernon's old socks.
"Well, Petunia," said Uncle Vernon, getting heavily to his feet, "I'll be off to the station then. Want to come along for the ride, Dudders?"
"No,"
said Dudley, whose attention had returned to the television now that Uncle Vernon had finished threatening Harry.
"Daddy's got to make himself smart for his auntie,"
said Aunt Petunia, smoothing Dudley's thick blonde hair.
"Mummy's bought him a lovely new bow tie."
Uncle Vernon clapped Dudley on his porky shoulder.
"See you in a bit, then,"
he said, and he left the kitchen.